Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Why don't we just brag a little bit? Why don't we just brag on God a little bit? Why don't we just get free from that whole thing and quit worrying about what people think? Because God really wants to elevate us and help us to step into a higher level. The title of my message this morning is God Delights in Bragging on His Treasures. God delights in bragging on His treasures. We're going to start this morning by reading our theme scripture again. This is 1 Peter chapter 2, and we've read it. It's last night I began my message with it, but it's so important to see this again because this is what the Lord put on our hearts, so we're going to go there and receive everything that He wants from us. Let me get my ribbon here. 1 Peter chapter 2, just one verse though tonight, this morning. Last night I read more of the chapter, but we're going to just read verse 9. And these numbers are so tiny, even with my glasses. But you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings, a spiritual nation set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience His marvelous light, and now He claims you as His very own. He did this so that you would broadcast His glorious wonders throughout the world. I love that. So this is such a beautiful, beautiful passage of Scripture, and it flowed. This message this morning is going to flow with my message last night, which was discovering God's chosen treasure. And if you're in the service or watching online, you discovered that you are God's glorious, His precious chosen treasure. Amen? And I ended my message by showing you three of my precious treasures. And I did this to help you to realize how God cherishes you. If you cherish those things, I talked to some people afterwards, and they're remembering of some of their precious treasures, which may not be precious to someone else, but it's precious to you. And it helps us to realize that each one of us, though we're all so different and unique, God treasures us because He knows our intricacies. He knows our trials, where we came from. Because when we meet people, we don't always know their history. And we sometimes make a judgment based on who we are. And we don't know what impacts they may have had. I know even as pastor of the church, I know there's some people that come in here. Maybe they come in and they have never heard the gospel. There are others who came in with a long church experience and not all of it was good. And so they're hesitant to step into a new place. And so we have to be merciful and kind with people, knowing that they're all coming from a different direction. But we're here to love one another, not to judge one another, but to encourage each other in the Lord so that we can all fulfill God's plan for our lives. Amen? Let's turn to Psalms 37. Psalms 37. My sister Christine became a great grandmother just recently. A great grandmother. She has a beautiful little grandson. And she loves to share her treasured photos of her new grandson. And she took the time to just spin through and see, show me some this week, and it's so precious. And it really blesses me to see her joy. And I feel the same way about my granddaughter and my daughter, of course. Meredith's photo is my phone lock screen. So I see her constantly. It's a photo from last year at about this time. And I just love looking at, she's a treasure to me. How many of you have at least 100 photos of your children or grandchildren on your phone? So y'all know what I'm talking about. I mean, I had 1,000 at one point. I had to clean them up and put them in my computer, and then I started all over again. But it's a treasure. You know, it's photos are so special to us. I heard a story about a grandmother on a plane that was sitting next to a man and talking to him about her grandchildren for 2 solid hours. She even showed him her folded out photo album with all 9 grandchildren. And she finally realized that she had dominated the entire conversation on her grandchildren. And she says, oh, I've done all the talking. I am so sorry. I know you certainly have something to say. Please tell me, what do you think about my grandchildren? you think that this grandmother loves her grandchildren? Definitely, right? Do you think that they give her great joy? Totally. Does she enjoy bragging on each one of her treasured children? Absolutely. See, that's how God feels about you and each one of us in this same way. And He loves bragging on us. And I'm going to show you some instances in the scriptures this morning how God did exactly that. Let's turn to Psalm. Have y'all already there at Psalms 37? Psalms 37, I'm going to read it today in the NLT. The rest of my scriptures, I think I'm going to go from that. Psalms 37, verse 23. I think they'll put them on the screens. 23, where are you? The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Isn't that a beautiful scripture? He delights in every detail of their lives. Wow, I just think that's so powerful. That is such a powerful passage of scripture. And isn't it comforting to know that God delights in every detail of your life? I mean, I could sit and talk to some people that they just go on and on and on. I'll tell you the truth, I'm not delighted on every detail. Just get to the point, please. But they want to go out and go on left field. Okay, what is the point? God will never do that to you. He likes every detail. And that women usually have a lot of details. And I often say my husband likes to make a short story long. But like when he's telling a story, maybe at least four times during that story, he said, well, to make the long story short, I said, no, you've already passed that up. But it is a fun phrase. It's like a connecting phrase for him. But God is not concerned about you making your long story short, whatever it is. You tell it the way you want to tell it, and He'll be listening. And He will be listening intently. Why? Because He delights in every detail of your life. Everything that's important to you is important to Him. God told Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. He knows us from the inside out. If He knew it for Jeremiah, He knows it for you. He has no respecter of persons, amen? Paul said, but even before I was born, God chose me and called me by His marvelous grace. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said, the very hairs of your head are numbered. God is interested in every detail. He's actually not just interested, He delights in every detail of our lives. Point number one, God delights in every detail of your life and wants to direct your steps toward His great plan for your life. You know, all of us have, like I was saying earlier, a history, and we have been prepared. God is preparing us. Even the wrong experiences or difficult experiences have prepared you for the place that you are at right now. And I don't know if I've heard Jesse talk about, even when he was in the nightclub, some of the things that he learned while he was there, he's able to apply some of the things that he learned about communicating and crowds and even business things that he's learned when he worked at Shell that we've applied in the business realm here at the ministry. You know, we had our ministry board meeting not too long ago, just last in February. And we were talking about how important it is. We were just looking at all the expense and as well as the income and chatting with the board. And we talked about how President Trump had this DOGE thing, the government the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. I said, you know what? I think we can have a DOME, D-O-M-E, Department of Ministry Efficiency. Because it is so important to realize that God has called us to utilize everything and be a good steward of everything He put in our hands. Jesus gave that example when He fed the multitudes and He had them sit down in groups of 50. And He made sure that they were all fed. But then He says, you go back and everybody had as much as they wanted. But He said, you go back and you gather up all the rest. And there was more left over at the end of that than there was when they began. Showing that it's important to be a good steward of what you do have and value it. So I'm going to implement that in our ministry department of the dome. We got the protection of God when we're following His plan. We're under the dome, the Department of Ministry Efficiency. Do y'all like that?
Yes.
Let's turn to Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. Job is the main character of the book that bears his name. And he was a wealthy Gentile. And he knew God by the name of El Shaddai, which is the Almighty. And we're going to read just one verse in Job, verse 8. You know, we could go, that's such a great story. His whole life was, that is so amazing. But, you know, he lost a lot and he had a really bad year. Some people say that it was maybe about 9 months, but he did get double back. He got it all back and he began to see it. I love it in the last part of the book, I think it's chapter 40, where he says, I knew about you, but now I hear you and I see you and I know you. He could see God and God revealed himself to him. And I just think it's so powerful that the way that God, his life ended. Such a great story. But verse 8 is where I want us to read. It says, then the Lord asked Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil. Don't you think God was bragging on his servant Job? He truly was. He makes it very clear that he was bragging about him. He is the finest man in the earth. He is blameless. He is a man of complete integrity. He fears God. He stays away from evil. What do you want God to say about you? What do you want God to be saying about to the angels or whatever, just talking to you about it, how he's bragging about what maybe you have believed him for. Yeah. But there's some things that God wants to brag about you. You know, in this culture, sometimes we suppress tendency to talk about what God has done or what you have done or what you can do, because you don't want people to think you're bragging. In fact, so often when we even say it, we'll say, you know, I don't want to brag, but why don't we just brag a little bit? Why don't we just brag on God a little bit? Why don't we just get free from that whole thing and quit worrying about what people think? Because God really wants to elevate us and help us to step into a higher level. Amen. So God bragged on Job, and we're gonna brag on God. I remember years ago, I think Jesse and we were in Alaska or some convention that we were in. We were doing these Celebrate Jesus meetings, and I think he preached on it's okay to brag on God. And then the next time, I think he preached something, can God brag on you? I'm going to have to go back and listen to that sermon. I just remembered I'm not stealing your sermon. But you know, it's okay if I do. I have access to I should grab some of that because I keep telling him, why don't you preach that message again? I just love that message. Sometimes he'll preach something just one time and tuck it away. But I'd like to hear him say some of those. But you know, he has to do what God wants, not what Kathy wants. But point number... But sometimes God speaks through Kathy. Just like, and I know there are times where God is telling him, hearken unto your wife, the way he told Abraham about Sarah. When Jesse hears that scripture, he tells God, you just never been married. Point number 2 of my message, the Bible makes it clear that God enjoys bragging about his children. That's what he told. Have you noticed my servant, Cecilia? Has she been faithful? Have you noticed my servant, Kathy Juarez? Have you noticed them? Have you noticed my servants, Lori Hurst, who has been faithful all these years? Because especially these two women I'm looking here on the front pew, they pastor, their church is there about 30 miles apart from each other in the California area. And their husbands passed away, they're widows, and they're continuing to keep the church moving and going along. Such a blessing. God, I believe God is bragging on you. You know what? I'm a brag on you. Because I'm thankful for the sacrifice and the commitment that it takes to keep that thing going. Because what God starts, he finishes, and he brings people alongside to help. Don't get me wrong, but there's always a team of people to get something done. But God wants you to know today that you are very special to him. Amen. Glory to God. Let's turn to Mark chapter 1. The New Testament records three different times that God bragged out loud from heaven about his son, Jesus Christ. And the first time was after his baptism. Now, it's important to know that Jesus was not baptized for his own sins because he was guiltless. His baptism gave approval to the ministry of John and was an act of dedication to his own ministry. Also, he was identifying himself with the people that he came to save. But in Mark chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, let's read this together. He says this, verse 9 through 11, give me a moment. One day Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. As Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens splitting apart and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. A voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy." Praise the Lord. God was bragging on Jesus right there from heaven, and the people around that day heard about it. By age 12, Jesus was aware of his unique relationship with his heavenly Father. But he wanted everyone to know that Jesus was his dearly loved son, and he brought him great joy. Amen? See, the words that the Father used to speak to his son, Jesus, that day was also written, listen to this, also written about 1,000 years earlier in Psalms 2, verse 7, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So what God was declaring was already prophesied. He moved on someone to prophesy a thing. You know, the Bible says he will not do anything in the earth unless he first reveals it to his servants, the prophets. God is calling on us to be a prophet of our own life, to say some things that God intends to do in the future. So when you're hearing God say something like, "Believe me for satellites," or "Believe me for an aircraft," or "Believe me for an event center," that's something that has to be proclaimed because God sees it as finished right now, today. He says begin, but he's already finished as far as he's concerned. Amen. Give the Lord a shout in this room. So he gave this as an example. God used those very words because the Holy Spirit was talking and they are united in one. And so that happened in Psalms 2. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. The second time that God bragged out loud from heaven about his son, Jesus, was during the transfiguration. I'm just trying to rush along a little bit because I know we want to have giveaways and I want to have my book signed and I want to get you out of here for a nice lunch and enjoy the city of New Orleans. But God has already done so many great things in this service this morning. Such a powerful time. Let's read Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 through 5. This is also in the New Living Translation. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and the two brothers, James and John, and led them up a high mountain to be alone. As the men watched, Jesus' appearance was transformed so that his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Suddenly, Moses and Elijah appeared and began talking with Jesus. Peter exclaimed, "Lord, it is wonderful for us to be here. If you want, I will make three shelters as memorials, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But even as he spoke, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my dearly loved son who brings me great joy. Listen to him." Isn't that powerful? God was bragging again, declaring that he was his dearly beloved son that brings him great joy. He also added the command, which was a command, listen to him, right? Notice too that God's voice from heaven was accompanied by a bright cloud. The Greek translated word for overshadow is epikanzo. I think I'm pronouncing it wrong, but it's close enough. And it's used exclusively for the power of the Almighty overshadowing, such as Mary, who was conceived with a child supernaturally by God, how the Holy Spirit overshadowed her. And when God moves in our spirit, we see this, the God's power demonstrated even last night when people were being falling out under the power of God. His power was overshadowing you, touching you, and restoring you. So this is what happened. It's not a natural shadow created by the light of the sun, but it was the supernatural overshadowing of God's power that he's talking about. That's the cloud that was there. And when Jesus, during the transfiguration, and they heard God's voice. See, Jesus will again appear in the clouds of glory. So this is a glory cloud. And I believe we're experiencing that. And Jesse thinks it's the little smoke machine that I hired. You know, we don't own these lights. This was an extra expense that I wanted to add because I had all the little sparkles in here. And he didn't think I needed it, but he let me have it. But it's so beautiful to recognize. I just thought about that little smoky haze in here. That in our natural way, we saw that in that way. But in the spirit realm, that cloud was here. God's presence was here and is here even right now. Amen. Glory to God. Let's turn to John chapter 12. John chapter 12. The third time that God bragged on out loud about his son from heaven was during the last week of Jesus' life. And we're going to read John chapter 12, verse 27 through verse 30. He says, this is in red, if you have a red letter edition. It says, now my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, Father, save me from this hour? But this is the very reason I came. Father, bring glory to your name. Then a voice spoke from heaven saying, I have already brought glory to my name and I will do so again. When the crowd heard the voice, some thought it was thunder. Others declared an angel had spoken to him. Then Jesus told them, and this has been just going off in my heart so since I read this recently, the voice was for your benefit, not mine. Jesus already knew God in a personal way. We don't have to hear an audible voice, but God gave them that voice and he wanted them to know that was for your benefit, not mine. What would you remember another time when he's praying, Father, I'm praying this so that I know what you will always do. Yeah. I'm saying this for their benefit.
I love our partner offer message, the new obedience. What's God's directive for your life as a believer? After Christ's resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples and gave us a new commandment to make disciples and baptize and teach them to obey Jesus' commands. How? Christ in us, the hope of glory. You can order the new obedience at jdm.org.
We're stronger than we know. We're bolder than we know. We're courageous in Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women.
Why don't just brag on God a little bit? Because God really wants to elevate us and help us to step into a higher level.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Has Kathy's message stirred you up? Well, her Glorious Woman's Conference is this week, and you just have to come. I mean, it's amazing. You ought to see these women. They're on fire for God. It's such a blessing. And men sneak into it because it's just that good. It's Friday, March the 6th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, March the 7th at 9 a.m. I believe I'm going to show up myself. Glory to God. Glorious is right here at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana. That's a suburb of New Orleans. It's about 6 miles from the airport. Listen to this. Registration and admission are free. You don't hear that too often, huh? Go to jdm.org for all the details. You'll be blessed. If you can't make it in person, and we want you to make it in person, we'll be streaming it live on our free JDM app and all our social media platforms. Make sure you are part of it any way that you can, because I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be blessed. I love this wonderful book I wrote, and it's such a blessing. And we're doing a new edition, re-released it on the Ministry of Cheerfulness for our 50-year anniversary. This will get you happy. You sad? You're going to get happy. All you got to do is go to jdm.org and get your copy today. Partners, thank you. I can't say it enough for what you do for this glorious ministry, 50 years, never having a financial deficit. That's unheard of. That's because of you, because of me, and because of God. That's what it's all about. I want the 100-fold anointing to come upon you. It's on me and Kathy. That anointing of increase has got to come on you. There's no other choice in the matter because you're sowing into good ground. Believe with me today. Father, let that 100-fold as they sow their seed today in Jesus' name. It's a simple prayer, but it'll bring in a very big harvest. Till next week, I love you. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. In honor of our 50th year of ministry, we're releasing our anniversary copy of my first book, The Ministry of Cheerfulness.
Yes, it's time for you to be filled up with the supernatural joy of Jesus. Order your physical copy or digital download today with your donation amount of $5 or more at jdm.org.
Listen, joy matters, so get this special edition of The Ministry of Cheerfulness and start walking in joy every single day. There's a world that needs to be saved. Our mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus to that world. That is why we here at Jesse the Planner's Ministries believe the unbelievable and operate in the impossible. God is continuing to direct us to expand our outreach to more people in more places and through more ways than ever before. We are advancing into the frontiers of ministry to change more lives through one simple question. Do you know Jesus? Listen to me. It is beginning. The light of Jesus is shining higher and brighter and further than ever. People from all over are responding to the message of Jesus. Nothing can stop the light of God's love from reaching people and changing lives. Manifestations of life are in these few words, follow me. And Christ's commandments are contained in this phrase, abide in me.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.